When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
A perfect game for David Cohn. The third time, works like a charm. It is the third perfect game in Yankee Stadium history. Don Larson in 56, David Wells in 98, David Cohn in 99. 27 up, 27 down. David Cohn has attained baseball immortality.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
All right, 12:02 on this Monday midday. Mark Melusis in for BT and Sal. Let's reset the top topics of the day. Little Yankees, obviously, and the Mets. And completely different vibes when you look at both teams. Obviously, the Mets, at one point in time, sitting there at 11 games under the 500 mark. And now are sitting there three games over. Opportunity to get to five yesterday, lose the finale against Colorado, trying to finish off a six-game winning streak before the All-Star break. And you know, the Mets have played themselves into playoff contention in the National League. Didn't look like it was going to be there. And now when you look at their organization, the focus of Steve Cohen and David Stearns, now you take advantage of the opportunity that has been presented to you. A wait-and-see approach. Well, Stearns waited. We've all watched it. It's all looked a lot better. Now it's a matter of acting upon it. And if you don't, then you'd be foolish. Because the vibe around this Met team, after Jorge Lopez threw his glove into the stands, the players-only meeting, J.D. Martinez, Iglesias, OMG, let's not forget Grimace throwing out the first pitch and the celebrations, and the Met fan is leaning into this season, and rightfully so. They have no other choice. I mean, the team has led the way, and they deserve a credit, each and every one of those. Now, each and every one of those players. Now, what exactly do you do? Well, we all know what the Mets need to do. They have to go out there and address the bullpen. The bullpen is not a championship-caliber bullpen. Not saying that this Met team can necessarily win the World Series, but you got to have the mantra of why not us, especially with the way the MLB playoffs have gone as of late. You got to say to yourself, well, why not us? Why can't we take advantage of this opportunity? And when the unexpected happens, it makes it that much more enjoyable. Now, when you look across town from Queens to the Bronx, well, the Yankees were expected to be great this year. So for completely different reasons, when you look at the Mets have played themselves into belief, the Yankees, even though the product has not looked particularly good, even though they lose a game yesterday after the Ben Rice 300-run home run gave them a lead and they blow it in the ninth, and Clay Holmes and the defensive miscues by Volpe and Verdugo, there is no other choice for Brian Cashman. They have to believe. The Met fan spinning positive, the Yankee fan spinning negative. The Met fan hoping that their organization will do something come the MLB trade deadline or before to address this bullpen, which I think they will. The Yankee fan looking at this team and saying to themselves, this was supposed to be an all-in year, and the Yankees have to continue to act as such. Because for a long time, the Yankees were defined by what they did in October, not what they did in the regular season. I don't care how many games the Yankees have won up until this point in time. I do know this. They're sitting in second place in the American League East. I do know this. Everything that they did and all the positives that they had in the first 2 months of the regular season, they have flushed down the absolute toilet. I do know this. The Yankee lineup is about Soto and Judge, and everybody is playing catch-up. And everybody that I've got, and the guys that got off to good starts to begin the season, like Verdugo and Volpe, well, those guys have... Well, those guys have ridiculously cooled off. I do know the starting rotation for the first 2 months of the season was pitching to a 2.45 ERA, and they cooled off. I do know Clay Holmes has six blown saves to begin the season. With all the things that I do know about the New York Yankees up until this point in time, as we have hit the MLB All-Star break, and we're going to get the Home Run Derby, and we're going to get the festivities and the red carpet and the game tomorrow night, Cashman's got no other choice but to head. Because the fan base is looking at this team and saying, as at one point they looked like a, as the kids say nowadays, a wagon. They looked like a locomotive. They looked like the team to beat in the American League. Yankee fans were looking around. Every day felt like win day. No longer feels that way. And when the season starts to turn, based on recent experience, last year when the team went 82-80, 2022 when the team got off to a rip-roaring start and then played 500 baseball the rest of the way and did nothing in the postseason. Well, the Yankee fan looks at it and says to themselves, well, I've seen this script before. You're not leaning on the confidence level of years gone by where you believe that the team was good enough because you've seen those players respond when things did not go well. Well, you don't have that hardened belief. Hell, as good as Aaron Judge has been in the regular season, he has not necessarily been that caliber of player in October. But this year was supposed to be different, right? Stroman added to the starting rotation, a healthy, trimmed down Carlos Rodon, bringing in Verdugo, second year of Volpe, Torres on a contract year, the acquisition of Soto, a lot more balanced. They had an analytics department analyze the way the Yankees use the analytics, and Cashman, even though it has not looked as good as it did for the first 2 months over the last 7, 8, 9 series, the Yankees still, come the MLB trade deadline, have to properly address the needs on this team. You know why? Double Deuce. Juan Soto. That's the reason why. Because I have no idea where Juan Soto is going to play baseball after this year. And as an organization, when you have this window, when you make the trade with the San Diego Padres in the offseason, when there is no contract extension, when Juan Soto, when he opts on that Zoom call and he tells New York Yankee beat reporters that he's looking forward to playing baseball this season with Aaron Judge, when the Yankees have gone out there and tickled the toes of Soto, as Hal Steinbrenner did with Jack Curry on his podcast a number of weeks ago, saying he'd love Soto to be a Yankee for life and they'd like to engage in contract negotiations. Well, the guy that has the leverage is Soto. And the Yankees aren't sure where he's going to play baseball next year. You could say, well, I think he's going to be in Queens. You could say, well, I think the favorite is the New York Yankees. I don't know. And I don't think the Yankees right now know either. I think they hope he remains a Yankee, but you have to act as if he will not. And you have to address this team in the all-in season as such. And do whatever you can to try and drag this team across the finish line. That really has got to be the goal of Cashman. So when you look at both teams, the Mets, for completely different reasons, with Steve Cohen and David Stearns, they're going to address the areas of need, especially the bullpen, come the MLB trade deadline. For the Yankees, where things have soured, the quote-unquote first half ends on a sour note, haven't played great baseball for the last 5, 6 weeks. Brian Cashman needs to use the next 4 days as all the festivities are going down in Arlington. MLB draft last night, Cashman needs to address the areas of need of this team in this season of 24 being an all-in year. 888-808-1019. That is your number to call. Let's head out to Manhattan. It's Ralph. It's the Fan. What's going on, Ralphie?
I don't want to cover old ground, but man, that was a top-notch diarrhea story. I've rarely heard a diarrhea story so riveting. It was fabulous, Mark. Fabulous.
Ralph, I can spin a story with the best of them at times.
And the detail you put in, It made all of us rush to the emergency room. But
tough Monday morning, I'll tell you that.
You know, when I had a dog, and my beautiful mother told me that the dog didn't want to stay with us. I was 6 years old. I believed this sort of thing, but the actuality of it was that the dog was doing exactly what your dog is doing constantly. And my mother found a good home, not our home, but somebody else's home for this dog. And this is the way back when. But anyway, you know,
if I had any say in the household, the dog would stay. My say in the household is slim to none. Donna rules the roost. As
you got to remember the anniversary.
Happy wife, happy life.
That's right. You know, I'm married a little over 2 years. It took me 61 years to get married, and I'm happy as a clam now. I was happy before, but I'm happier now. But you know, you got to remember that anniversary. You can't fall back and not remember. You have to the morning you wake up on the anniversary, the first thing you should do, turn to the wife, give her a big smooch, and say the magic words, "Happy anniversary." You know, that's how you keep in good stands. You know, you have to do that, Mark.
Ralph, that's good advice. Thank you.
But here's the thing about the Mets again. I don't want to cover old ground, but I'm doing it again. Do you know that this team is going to be highly disappointed because that relief help that we're talking about is just not there? Because every year, if you see what happens each and every year, it's a crapshoot. You never know when these big time guys are going to fall on their face. Mariano was the exception. Goose Gossage was the exception. Sparky Lyle, you know, those guys you could count on. But some of these guys, they fall down just miserably, and you never know the reason why.
But Ralph,
many times.
Yeah, Ralph, I understand it makes those guys that much more impressive, right? The dominant reliever that was ultra consistent. That's fair. And thanks a lot for the call, Ralph. But it doesn't prevent you from trying. And let's not make it out to be, there is a middle. There is the remarkably inconsistent reliever that you never know what they're going to do year in and year out. And it's kind of a roll of the dice. That's why some GMs in Major League Baseball don't want to give, you know, multi-year deals to relievers. But there are guys that are consistent. They might be more dominant one year than the other, but they're not going to go from competitive, really good, dominant, to all of a sudden being non-competitive. The bullpen needs to be addressed. I mean, that's it. I don't think all the answers can come from within. Let's head out to Rivervale. It's Eric. It's the fan. What's going on, Eric?
Lewis, what's happening, buddy?
Eric, good to hear from you, brother. What's on your mind, bud?
You too, brother. Oh, man, I got to tell you, sometimes I feel like we might live in the same household. It's unbelievable. I mean, I went through the same thing with one of my dogs. We actually have three. But one of my dogs, went through the same situation. And I'll tell you, we got a quick call to the vet, got some meds, some antidiarrheals, and then the probiotics, man. And in less than 24 hours, she was good to go.
Really? So I need the probiotics. Yeah. That's what I need to get into Chip. I need to do something. We're at DEFCON 5 here. I mean, it is a tough scenario at the Belusis household.
I mean, and you know when you wake up, you know the smell immediately.
Oh, it's
right?
Terrible.
It was the same thing the other morning, like 5:30. I walked downstairs. I was like, you got to be kidding me.
No, and but yeah, you understand, Eric, can I tell you how my Saturday morning began, right? My wife is up in Providence with Jackson for a lacrosse tournament, right? They left on Friday. So I got home Friday night from WPIX at midnight, right? Walked Chip. Chip wasn't feeling well. Walked him. He went outside, did his business. I wake up. I'm laying down. I hear this noise in the house. I'm like, what is that? I actually think someone's in the house. I have a baseball bat by the bed. I grab the baseball bat because I think someone broke into the house, right? What's going on? Walk around the house. We don't have a very large home. Walk around the house. There's nobody in the house. Lay back down. Hear the sound again. And it's Chip clawing at his crate trying to get out because he's got to go to the bathroom. So I take him outside. He goes to the bathroom. Then look inside the crate and basically exploded in the crate.
Oh.
I spent, and at 5:30, my Saturday morning began. At 5:30 on Saturday morning, my day began. And then it was the next 3.5 hours cleaning everything.
When it's in the crate, it's the worst because you basically have to power wash the thing.
It's terrible, Eric. It's terrible.
God, it's awful. I've been there. I empathize. I feel your pain, brother.
I appreciate it, Eric.
So let's talk a little bit about the Yanks here. I mean, I was talking to Lugie yesterday, and he was saying how this is the worst loss of the season. And I don't necessarily disagree because it was the Orioles, but I got to say, I was absolutely like the loss to the Red Sox on Friday a few weeks back was the most angry I've been as a Yankee fan in a very long time. It was a similar situation, you know, walk-off scenario, and, you know, Holmes, you know, just gave it away again. But yesterday's was really tough just because defensive miscues. I mean, come on. I mean, both of them were just miserable, you know, routine plays in both cases.
No, you got to make them. I mean, the stuff out left field, we've seen left fielders take a step in and then not realizing it. But you don't expect that from Verdugo. Volpe's got to make that play, and he does 9.9 times out of 10. Volpe's going to make that play at shortstop. So it's hard to scream and holler and talk about. Listen, I think the more disturbing series overall, I mean, the fact that they got swept by Cincinnati.
What? That's the problem with this Yankee team to me. It's like when adversity strikes, right? When they start on this losing path, they just can't figure out how to get out of it, right? Like, and I know Boone's a nice enough guy, but like, I'm with you. It's like, I can't hear another press conference about we're going in the right direction. Like, are you kidding me? Like, come on, man.
Come
like,
up with something else. Then
it was an embarrassment.
Come up with something else, Eric. Then it's all in front of us. Everything's still
right,
in front of us.
Like, the same platitudes are just exhausting. And I just, it's just tough, man. And at the trade deadline here, like, I mean, they have so many holes and so many things to fix. And based on what Kansas City did over the weekend to get, you know, that pitch, the relief pitcher from Washington, if that's any sign of what the market is, which it is, I mean, everybody and their mother's going to be going after relief pitching, and it's going to cost a fortune. So, you know, Mason Miller, forget it. I mean, that's going to cost you, you know, Spencer Jones and then some. So that to me is a non-starter. And then you got to look at like the guys like Tanner Scott, right? I mean, that to me makes some sense, but what he's probably going to cost a fortune too. So, I mean, Cashman's got his hands full, and also the other part with Heel, like the talk of him going into the bullpen, it just doesn't make a great deal of sense to me right now because he's the only. I mean, they got two pitchers right now; the other three are a mess. So,
yeah, but Eric, let's also not forget. I mean, you're going to protect the asset, and Heel has not thrown a ton of innings as a professional pitcher, regardless of level. He's dealt with a number of arm injuries over the course of his young career, and he has been a wonderkid this season, there's no doubt. But the Yankees are, even despite the fact that this season is a, you know, winner-go-home kind of a year, Yankees are not going to go out there and just throw it up against the, you know, any kind of risk up against the wall with Luis Heel. They're going to look at the scenario and say they're going to try and protect the asset as best they can. Want to remind everybody, thank our friends at Town Fair Tire. They remind you that at Town Fair Tire, you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires you trust from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire, and I mean nobody. Syosset bound, we go. It's Frank. It's the Fan. What's going on, Frank?
Hey, Moose, sorry to hear about your dog there.
Yeah.
You know, I do Uber Eats. I talk to you all the time on Sundays. I do Uber Eats. I've mentioned that to you. You know, we do more than food now. PetSmart sells diapers for dogs.
Oh, man. Really? I might be at that level? How about I really got to start putting diapers on Chip?
Well, keep some in the house in case, you know, you have an episode like this again, you know.
Then you got to bathe the dog.
All right, then break out the shovel, Moose. I don't know what else.
Frank, I'm looking for the probiotic. You know, can we solidify it? How about having a couple bananas? It works for me.
Sounds good. Yeah, bananas will bind them up.
I need something. I don't care about. I know everyone's gonna go poop, but just not explosive diarrhea. That's all.
Get a cork.
You can't do that.
All right.
Frank, I appreciate the Frank. let's take one more. Let's New Jersey. We go. It's Will. It's the Fan. What's going on, Will?
Hey, sorry to hear about your dog.
I appreciate it, Will.
So I think the Mets, they got to make some trades, especially for the bullpen. I mean, Mason Miller, he's going to be a high price, but after what they did last year with selling off Scherzer and Verlander, we got some prospects. I mean, maybe we can make a trade.
I think you're right. And then it's what you look at Miller and you say, is it going to be sustainable, right? It's only his second year pitching in the major leagues. He's 6'5". He's had a dominant season this year for the Oakland Athletics. You look at a guy that's going to, you know, be a dominant reliever and a guy that you have control over. So that's going to cost you a little bit.
Yeah, it is. But they do have him under control for a while. So.
Yeah, I mean, who doesn't like, if you want to call up, and I think Yankee fans, Met fans, everyone alike is going to tell you, well, they're going to throw out Mason Miller from the Oakland Athletics. Yeah, then it comes down to, well, what is it going to cost you in order to acquire that reliever from the A's, who are just a dumpster fire of an organization.
Talk New York sports with us, 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Stream the NFL on CBS live on Paramount Plus.
All right, time right now for a Jersey Mike's Yankees box office blitz. We've got a pair of field-level tickets to see the Bombers against Tampa Bay Yankee Stadium Sunday, July 21st. Right now, be the third caller, 866-540-WFAN, 866-540-9326 for your chance to win. It's all from Jersey Mike's, the official sub-sandwich shop of the New York Yankees. Box office blitz and the Fan. Listen again tomorrow for another chance to win. Good luck, one and all. Let's head out to Cranford, New Jersey. It's Larry. It's the fan. What's going on, Larry?
You know, hi. You know, I almost don't care what happened with Verdugo and Volpe yesterday. Our closer walked two batters.
Yeah.
And that's a problem.
No doubt.
And you know what? I'd love to see him blow the save for the American League. That would be really funny.
So you're a Yankee fan rooting against Clay Holmes.
Somebody said he's a heart attack guy, and he is. I mean, I'm a Yankee fan, and I don't like to see him come into a game.
Yeah.
I mean, he's got so many blown saves. He should have doubled the number of blown saves. He only got out of miracle situations miraculously.
Well, that's what happens in miracle situations. Miraculous, yes. Yeah, listen, Clay, I when I look at Clay Holmes and I look at the scenario, I understand, yes, I think it's an issue. Yes, I agree with you. I don't necessarily trust him. Do I root against him in the All-Star game? No. I don't root for his demise. I don't root for his failure because I got to be honest with you, Larry, if you actually ever met and chatted with Clay Holmes, he's a really good guy. And I have. And he's an easy guy to root for. But you could be critical. You can be open. You can be honest. I'm not going to go out there and tell you, no, Clay Holmes has no issues. No, I think you... But I think if you ever actually had a chance to sit down and chat with Clay Holmes, I think he's an easy guy to root for. Does it rectify the problem at hand? No, because you're judged and graded by your performance on the field. And do I completely trust Clay Holmes in a big-time spot? I don't. Do I root against him to fail? Like when he came in yesterday down at Camden Yards, was I like, I hope Clay Holmes fails? No, I was not. Do I root against him? You know, would I root against him in an All-Star game? I would not. I don't. I mean, I don't. But I think it's a concern. Now, is it at the top of the list for me? No, it's not necessarily at the top of the list. But it's close. Let's head out to Elizabeth, New Jersey. It's Greg. It's the fan. What's going on, Greg?
Hey, how's you doing? Hey, I got a story that sounds familiar to yours. A friend of mine had a big German Shepherd.
Mm.
His wife keeps using olive oil like crazy. So he decides he's going to buy the biggest thing of olive oil he can buy from Sam's Club or whatever.
Oh, make and big olive oil.
Too big to keep in the kitchen, so he puts it down in the basement.
Mm.
Where the dog stays overnight and chews the top off it, knocks it over.
Yeah.
Loves the olive oil, boy. He's cleaning up forever. So, sounds familiar to your rear end.
Yeah. I mean, a little similar for sure. Big, messy cleanup. Absolutely. I don't know what he got into. I mean, I don't know. I mean, he constantly is eating twigs and leaves. Maybe, you know, I don't know what's going on with his stomach. I really don't. But it is not a good scene at the old Melusis homestead.
Here's my thing. For DJ LeMahieu.
Yes.
Yankee fans drive me crazy because they ignore his all his time in Coors Field. He played 473 games in Coors Field, hit 21 homer.
Right.
When he comes to the Yankees, the first year, in 71 games at Yankee Stadium, he hits 19 homers. How does that make any sense? That's not the real DJ LeMahieu, the 2019.
No, well, he hit 26 home runs in 19, not 19.
Yeah, but 19 were at Yankee Stadium.
Gotcha.
I'm comparing him to stadiums.
Okay. I think Yankee fans are looking at the fact of I know people get carried away with the power launch angle. Everybody does in today's day and age of Major League Baseball. Like, I'm still like a guy that makes contact. Like, and can still hit the ball, can hit the ball to all fields, can do all that. Like, DJ LeMahieu, his first year here in New York, because he always dreamed of being a Yankee, was 327, 26, and 102. His second year with the Yankees, which was the COVID year, 50 games, 364, 10 home runs, 27 RBIs. His third year was 268, 1057. Then we're starting to see the precipitous drop, 261, 243 in 23, and then this year he's hitting .188 in 37 games and 117 at-bats.
Is it the thing, 100 RBIs and 26 homers?
Yeah, his first year.
Normal DJ is about half of that for each of those.
He was great his first year. Well, not necessarily half of that. If you go back to Colorado, I mean, when you're looking at the RBIs, he was a 60-plus RBI guy his last 4 years in Colorado.
He was never 100 RBI. He was never one of those guys that you said, DJ LeMay was coming to town.
Well, Greg,
Greg, he
hit 348 in Colorado. I mean, he did win a batting title in the National League. Like, let's not forget about that. Like, we're not, I don't know what the point was. We've made DJ LeMahieu out to be greater than he is. I mean, did you watch his first 2 years here in New York? He earned every bit of playing time based on what he was as a hitter. He was a guy at that stage, when you go back to 19 and 20, he was the guy that if you pulled Yankee fans, he was the one that you trusted the most to have, if you needed a hit. Guy on base, down a run, eighth inning or later, whatever it might be, that kind of game situation, he was the one that you trusted up at the plate. He's nowhere near that. Now we're getting calls, and it's all based on performance. Listen, he has played poorly. He is 36 years old. He's been ravaged by lower body injuries. It happens in professional sports. It's a shame because he's a shell of the hitter that he once was. And I don't know if we're ever going to see that again. I highly doubt we will. Vernon, New Jersey. It's Dan. It's the fan. What's going on, Danny?
Hey, Moose, how you doing?
I'm doing well, Dan.
I got a suggestion for your dog and a couple things on the Mets.
Sure.
You said you have a golden doodle?
Golden doodle. Yeah, mini golden doodle. Yes, but a golden doodle.
I have a Bernard doodle, and I ran into something. You should look into it. I don't know what kind of food you give your dog, but doodles are prone to chicken allergies. So if you're giving your dog any kind of chicken, you might want to switch the food up to like a salmon or something like that. It'll probably help his stomach.
Is that true?
That's absolutely 100% true. If you do Purina Pro Plan, it makes a sensitive skin and stomach. It's salmon and rice, and it's the best thing for them. It'll fix his stomach in a heartbeat. That's a probiotic.
I had no idea. Now, the breeder we got the dog from, I think it's like brown rice and chicken, I think is the kibble.
Yeah. Yep. I'd switch up the chicken and go to a different protein, beef or do salmon because it's a better, it's the best protein for the dogs.
Okay. I appreciate it, Danny. Thank you.
I would try that and do the probiotics. But on the Mets real quick, I looked into my crystal ball and Soto's going to be a Met next year. Right now. Everybody's split. Everybody says he wants to go for the money or he wants to play for a winner. And as of right now, the Mets are both. Stevie's got the most money, and the Mets are doing a lot better than the Yankees are right now.
Yeah, well, I mean, the question then is, if you're talking about how much more money are you talking about?
Well, I mean, it really depends. I guess it's negligible. I mean,
well, nothing's. I mean, is $100 million negligible? I mean, $100 million is a lot of money. $50 million negligible? I mean, that's a lot of money if you're looking at it in the grand scheme of things. So, we're looking at it's not Texas, it's not Florida. There's no, there is a state income tax. So, you're looking at a completely different amount of money. So, are the Yankees willing? Let me ask you this. Are the Yankees willing to pay Juan Soto $500 million with what they're paying Aaron Judge, and Judge has been the better player?
Well, yeah, that's it. And you look at payroll, you have Judge, Cole, Rodon, like all these ridiculous contracts. Are they really going to be able to pay Soto what the Mets would pay Soto?
Can I ask you, how great, you're a Met fan, obviously, Dan, how great of a day would that be as you envision it right around Thanksgiving? The playoffs have come and gone. We're full-fledged into the NFL season. How great of a day for you would it be if Juan Soto, the big announcement comes out, carving board, roast beef, the shrimp, everything, they're introducing Juan Soto out at Citi Field as a Met?
It'd be one of the greatest days of my life, to be honest with you. It would. We have to get him. And another thing, too, is I think we need to trade Pete. I'm one of the Mets fans that I'm just tired of Pete Alonso, and they need to trade him. They need to get bullpen help. He's a show of what he used to be. And, the Mets have been doing great with him not playing well, so it's not like they're really going to lose him. He's not hitting bombs like he used to. There's just something wrong with him. Him and McNeil, I just get rid of him. Like, see you later.
Well, Dan, let's also not forget the presence that he represents, even though the production has not been there for Alonso in the lineup. There's something to be said for that, too. the threat, the power threat that he is. I'd be a little bit leery. You know, I've known, and Alonso at one point in time was obviously the face of the Mets, and I still think he's there, and the most popular player on the team, and I know he's got kind of a funky, quirky type of personality that can rub some people the wrong way. I think it's difficult to replace the power that he represents. I do. So I'd be a little bit leery of saying, let's just move on from him. Move on from that threat because he's not necessarily having a good year. Some guys respond well in contract years. Some guys don't. Gleyber Torres has not responded well for the New York Yankees. And you look at Pete Alonso, who wants to get paid, who wants to make a lot of money, who obviously has Scott Boras as his new agent. Alonso has not responded in kind offensively this year to what you usually expect from Alonso, being that 40-plus homer guy and being Mr. Consistency, especially in today's day and age in Major League Baseball where it's all about the power.
When this happened, you talk about it on The Fan.
It'll be a 1-1 to Judge. The pitch swung on and hit. Deep center field. Trout on the run. Aaron Judge, number 50.
York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
12:42, Malusis with you on this Monday midday. In for BT and Sal. Number to call, 888-808-1019. A lot of baseball. We're at the All-Star break. You get the home run derby, All-Star game tomorrow night. Rightfully so, Skeen starting for the National League. What a young power righty stud he is, standing at 6'6", former LSU star. So if you're a baseball fan, you watch. I mean, what the All-Star game is. You know, even though Bud and his boys tried to make it more impactful than what it should be, it's a celebration of the sport. You know, everyone that gets all hot and bothered, whether it be, the NBA All-Star Game, whether it be the NHL All-Star Game, the flag football they play now for the Pro Bowl, for the National Football League, or now the MLB All-Star Game, just enjoy it for what it is. Let's not make it out to be anything more than that. Yes, at one point in time, it was more meaningful. At one point in time, you had guys that were linked to one league more so than others. Free agency has changed everything. Loyalty, money. It's not a matter of loyalty. It's the amount of money that's being paid in sports. The haves and the have-nots, right? Guys jump in leagues left and right. So it doesn't necessarily, there is not that kind of allegiance to one league over the other. And the way that we ingest, take in baseball now has changed everything as well. You can watch everything. All the time. It's all available on your phone, at your computer, on your television, on your smart TV, whatever. You have the package. You can watch all these guys play this great game every single night, if so be it. So it's a little bit different or significantly different than it was 20 or 30 years ago when you look at Major League Baseball. But there's nothing to change or make different or try and make it more impactful. No, just appreciate it for what it is. If you love baseball, it's a celebration of the sport. That's what All-Star Game should be. You're watching the best in the game at that time, at that given time, in that year, play the sport that you love. Now, the National Football League, you can't play football with no contact. So they try and do something a little bit different. The All-Star Game in the National Hockey League, they try and switch it up. NBA All-Star Game, it is what it is. I mean, nobody plays defense really in the regular season outside the Knicks. I mean, and a couple other teams, but still, Miami. But that has become more of a three-point shooting contest than anything else when you're looking at the NBA. And Major League Baseball, it'll be fun next couple nights. You had the draft last night, home run derby, All-Star Game tomorrow night down in Arlington. If you enjoy baseball, you'll enjoy it. Bayville, New Jersey, we go. It's Robert. It's The Fan. What's going on, Robert?
Hey, I just got, I'm a Mets fan. I just got a few things to touch on. This is all, my opinion. I mean, being a Mets fan, you just complain a lot. But, I mean,
yeah,
it's hard not to. But, I mean, so the bullpen, I mean, the bullpen's in shambles. I mean, in my opinion, Nunez is our best relief pitcher. That guy actually looks really good out there, in my opinion. I mean, Matone, we just got. He doesn't look that bad. But, we need to buy a deadline. I mean, a week ago, people were saying, do we buy or, are we not to buy? I mean, where we're standing now, we have to buy, and it's got to be for our bullpen. I mean, Hauser, that guy's terrible. Eastman is terrible. I mean, I think these guys are awful. I mean, Hauser should have went with Pete to the All-Star game and just, been the pitcher for the home run derby for him. I mean, he, and I don't know what it is. I mean, I personally am someone, I want Alonso, like, gone, in my opinion. I mean, the guy just had one home run in his past 50 at-bats, known as, like, this big slugger. And me personally, I mean, what you're saying about All-Star Game, I think the All-Star Game is good. I think it's pretty entertaining. The home run derby, also pretty entertaining. I don't know why. It just gets me so mad that Pete is doing the home run derby for, like, the fifth year. I don't know what it is. It gets me so mad.
Why does that bother you?
I don't know. I think it's because, like, I feel like he gets way too into it. I'm like, all right, dude. Like, I mean, especially it's going to bother me when he has one home run in his past 50 at-bats. He hasn't really been hot for this team right now, and it could help us. But I think, like, the home run derby aspect, I don't know what it is. It gets me fired up. But, I mean, all right, besides that.
Well, I mean, you're bothered by a star player partaking in an event that celebrates the sport.
Because, all right, the All-Star
game. Have you watched the dunk contest in the NBA?
Yeah.
When nobody is participating?
I'm a Mets fan, and it gets me fired up when, like, he's not performing how I want him to perform the past.
Like, well, I think you're right. I get it, but he hasn't performed well. He still has 19 home runs. Right? He still has 19 home runs. He's got 51 RBIs. It's not your prototypical, but he's a guy that his major league average season is 35 home runs a year.
Yeah.
His MLB average season plays, you know, he gets 400 plus at bats, 480 plus at bats, 35, 92, 250. That's the average Alonso season up until this stage of his career. We know he's not responded well to his contract, but a guy that takes great pride in trying to be the best power hitter in the entire sport, maybe him partaking gets him going in the second half. I mean, I don't know. Like, I get bothered when guys don't want to participate in these kind of events because of the fear of failure, the fear of embarrassing themselves, the fear of not doing well and having that. Oh, well, no. I mean, Pete takes it on wholeheartedly. What's wrong with that?
Yeah. I can see it from. I didn't think about it from that point of view. I can see it from that point of view. But some, like, last two things is, one, I don't know why everyone, I would say 80% of our bullpen, they come in the game and immediately they have to walk that first batter. They just do. They have to walk the first batter.
Robert, I get it. Listen, we all know it. I mean, Robert, the bullpen needs to be addressed. I total agreement. You ran through the guys that are underperforming, Diekman, Hauser. Yeah, the bullpen needs to be addressed. And this team deserves for it to be addressed sooner rather than later. I mean, I don't know exactly who's questioning whether or not, you know, at this stage, I mean, they're three games over the 500 mark. They're, you know, they're a National League wild card team if the season ended today. I love that quote, but the season obviously doesn't end today. You're coming back. You've got 64 plus games to go in the MLB regular season. You got to go out there and you got to add to this bullpen to make that severe weakness, not necessarily a tremendous strength, but you have to put a Band-Aid on the open wound. Because that bullpen has the potential to go out there and absolutely destroy the Mets in the second half. It's amazing that this team is sitting there, overcame being 11 games under, now three games over with how incompetent that bullpen has been. Houston we go. It's Ivan. It's the fan. What's going on, Ivan?
Hey, Mark. How you doing today?
I'm doing great, buddy. How are you?
I got to be honest with you, man. This is the reason why I hate Yankee fans.
Yes.
And I really started hating Mets fans, too. Okay. So let me see if I get this straight. The Yankees have to buy because they have Soto, not because they have the third best record in the American League.
Yes.
And as another guy, Mega Call, some of the Mets are better than the Yankees. Bro, you guys beat the two worst teams in baseball just to get over 500. We are 18 games over 500. We just beat the Orioles, who I've been hearing for the last month on how great the Orioles were. And to be honest with you, the Yankees have been playing a lot better the last couple of weeks. If they don't blow two saves, they beat the Red Sox and they beat the Orioles.
But they did.
So this idea that,
but they, okay, but here's the deal, Ivan. Like, they did, right?
Are they do not have the third
best record? If I was 70 pounds lighter, I'd be thin. What does that matter? They did.
That's
they
great.
Blew the saves.
Do they have the third? Hold on. So here's the fact. Third best record in the American League, correct? They're one game out of first place. And you guys are talking about a team whose third place is better than the Yankees. It's
Cowboys. Ivan, I know, Ivan, you're reacting to a caller, a Met fan. I never said, hold on a second, Ivan. I never said the Mets were better. I never said the Mets were better. I never said that.
The Mets were better 30 minutes ago.
I never said that. I said the Mets are in a situation. Hold on a second, Ivan. The Mets, do you think the Mets are playing better baseball right now? When on God's green earth did I say the Mets are a better team? I said they're a better watch. I said they're more enjoyable. I said I talked about the lineup producing. I talked about the fact that this team needs to add come the MLB trade deadline because the team has led the way. The Yankees are a team this year that went all in on this season, has played terrible baseball for the last 6 weeks. The lineup is basically Soto and Judge. No, Ivan, don't put words in my mouth.
No, the Yankees who have 58 wins did not prove that they need to add and go further into the season. But the team who barely is over 500, that team proves everything.
Ivan.
It's comical, bro.
Ivan, Ivan, do you look at this team? Now we're judging it. Hold on a second. You're a Yankee fan. You're a Yankee fan, and you're looking at the win total and not what you're watching.
Hold on a second, because
not what you're watching.
Teams go through funks.
Okay. So what happened in 2022? We saw the same exact thing happen.
What about 2022? Did I make the playoffs?
Who cares about making the playoffs? They haven't won a World Series since 2009. Here's the problem, Ivan. Here's the problem. Here's the issue you have. You want to look at the issues? Here's the issue you have. You are a Yankee fan that is you are Brian Cashman's dream. You're Al Steinbrenner's dream. You're looking at the regular season and determining it whether or not it's a successful year or not. I am completely different. I talked about the Mets. They have to add come the MLB trade deadline because the team has led the way. The Yankees haven't played great baseball. You want to look at this weekend? Coming off a disastrous loss Sunday in Baltimore where they embarrassed themselves defensively, Volpe and Verdugo in the ninth inning, and Holmes is going out there and getting himself into a mess. A Yankee team that has played awful baseball. Not bad. I mean, they have, I think over, going into the Baltimore series, I think over the last seven series, they had the worst record in baseball. And you want to say everything's A-OK because you want to look at the win total of the Yankees in the first half. Let's be serious here. And if you don't think there's pressure on the Yankees to make moves come the MLB trade deadline based on the uncertainty of the future of Juan Soto, then you have no sense of reality. That's the point. Yankee fans, yes, skew negative. You know why? Because it's been a lot of negativity. It's been a lot of failed seasons. The Astros have treated them like the redheaded stepchild in October. They failed. There's no other way to cut it. They have failed. Cashman might not say it. Boone might not say it. Hal might not say it outside of last year when the team went 82-80. But that's the grading system. That's the proper grading system. Why? Because the Yankees, as a young Yankee fan, the Yankees were different. Held to a higher standard than everybody else. Enough of this nonsense of getting to October, roll the dice, hope for the best. You know what analytics show you? Analytics show you what a player can do on the field. You know what analytics don't show you? The heartbeat. What goes into the mindset? The ability to handle pressure, the ability to rise above in a big-time spot, to play their best at the most meaningful times. And I saw guys do it. If you're old enough and you lived through the dynastic Yankees of the late 90s, you saw guys do it. O'Neill, Tino, Jeter, Bernie Williams, Posada. I mean, hell, Joe Girardi had a big-time hit against the Atlanta Braves in 96. I was sitting there in the stands with my older sister, Kim. Human beings play the game, not a stat sheet. That's the point. Got off on a little tangent there, but you get where I'm going. I never came on the airwaves this morning and said, made the declaration, the Mets are better than the Yankees. Never said that. I said the approach of both management teams has got to be one and the same come the MLB trade deadline. The Mets have got to add because the team has led the way. The Yankees, in spite of this team playing as poorly as they have over the last month and a half, and you want to look at the win total, they have to, and despite the issues that they have on this team and the regression that you've seen in some players, Cashman and company have to be aggressive as well. Because if you want to look at the Yankees and say, ah, so they've looked terrible in eight straight series. Well, I should say seven of eight series. They went a month. A team you think is a championship caliber team, they went a month without winning a series. It's a long time. 12:56. Melusis with you. 888-808-1019. To what you usually expect from Alonso, being that 40-plus homer guy and being Mr. Consistency, especially in today's day and age in Major League Baseball where it's all about the power.
When this happened, you talk about it on The Fan.
It'll be a 1-1 to Judge. The pitch swung on and hit. Deep center field. Trout on the run. Aaron Judge, number 50.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
12:42, Melusis with you on this Monday midday. In for BT and Sal, number to call, 888-808-1019. A lot of baseball. We're at the All-Star break. You get the home run derby, All-Star game tomorrow night. Rightfully so, Skeen starting for the National League. What a young power righty stud he is, standing at 6'6", former LSU star. So if you're a baseball fan, you watch. I mean, what the All-Star game is. You know, even though Bud and his boys tried to make it more impactful than what it should be, you know, it's a celebration of the sport. You know, everyone that gets all hot and bothered, whether it be, you know, the NBA All-Star game, whether it be the NHL All-Star game, you know, the flag football they play now for the Pro Bowl, for the National Football League, or now the MLB All-Star game, just enjoy it for what it is. Let's not make it out to be anything more than that. Yes, at one point in time, it was more meaningful. At one point in time, you had guys that were linked to one league more so than others. Free agency has changed everything. Loyalty, money. It's not a matter of loyalty. It's the amount of money that's being paid in sports. The haves and the have-nots, right? Guys jump in leagues left and right. So it doesn't necessarily, there is not that kind of allegiance to one league over the other. And the way that we ingest, take in baseball now has changed everything as well. You know, you can watch everything. All the time. It's all available on your phone, at your computer, on your television, on your smart TV, whatever. You have the package. You can watch all these guys play this great game every single night, if so be it. So it's a little bit different or significantly different than it was, 20 or 30 years ago when you look at Major League Baseball. But there's nothing to change or make different or try and make it more impactful. No, just appreciate it for what it is. If you love baseball, it's a celebration of the sport. That's what All-Star Game should be. You're watching the best in the game at that time, at that given time, in that year, play the sport that you love. Now, the National Football League, you can't play football with no contact. So they try and do something a little bit different. The All-Star Game in the National Hockey League, they try and switch it up. NBA All-Star Game, it is what it is. I mean, nobody plays defense really in the regular season outside the Knicks. I mean, and a couple other teams, but still, Miami. But that has become more of a three-point shooting contest than anything else when you're looking at the NBA. And Major League Baseball, it'll be fun next couple nights. You had the draft last night, home run derby, All-Star Game tomorrow night down in Arlington. If you enjoy baseball, you'll enjoy it. Bayville, New Jersey, we go. It's Robert. It's The Fan. What's going on, Robert?
Hey, I'm a Mets fan. I just got a few things to touch on. This is all, like, my opinion. I mean, being a Mets fan, you just complain a lot. But, I mean,
yeah,
it's hard not to. But, I mean, so the bullpen, I mean, the bullpen's in shambles. I mean, in my opinion, Nunez is our best relief pitcher. That guy actually looks really good out there, in my opinion. I mean, Matone, we just got. He doesn't look that bad. But, we need to buy at the deadline. I mean, a week ago, people were saying, do we buy or, are we not to buy? Where we're standing now, we have to buy, and it's got to be for our bullpen. I mean, Hauser, that
that guy's terrible. Diekman is terrible. Like, I mean, I think these guys are awful. I mean, Hauser should have went with Pete to the All-Star game and just, like, been the pitcher for the home run derby for him. I mean, Pete, and I don't know what it is. I mean, I personally am someone, I want Alonso, like, gone, in my opinion. I mean, the guy just had one home run in his past 50 at-bats, known as, like, this big slugger. And me personally, I mean, what you're saying about All-Star game, I think the All-Star game is good. I think it's pretty entertaining. The home run derby, also pretty entertaining. I don't know why. It just gets me so mad that Pete is doing this home run derby for, like, the fifth year. I don't know what it is. It gets me so mad.
Why does that bother you?
I don't know. I think it's because, like, I feel like he gets way too into it. I'm like, all right, dude. Like, I mean, especially it's going to bother me when he has one home run in his past 50 at-bats. He hasn't really been hot for this team right now, and it could help us. But I think, like, the home run derby aspect, I don't know what it is. It gets me fired up. But, I mean, all right, besides that.
Well, I mean, you're bothered by a star player partaking in an event that celebrates the sport.
Because, all right, the All-Star
game. Have you watched the dunk contest in the NBA?
Yeah.
Nobody's participating in
it? I'm a Mets fan, and it gets me fired up when, like, he's not performing how I want him to perform the past.
Well, I think you're right. I get it, but he hasn't performed well. He still has 19 home runs, right? He still has 19 yeah. home runs. He's got 51 RBIs. It's not your prototypical, but he's a guy that his major league average season is 35 home runs a year.
Yeah.
His MLB average season plays, you know, he gets 400-plus at-bats, 480-plus at-bats, 35, 92, 250. That's the average Alonso season up until this stage of his career. We know he's not responded well to his contract, but a guy that takes great pride in trying to be the best power hitter in the entire sport, maybe him partaking gets him going in the second half. I mean, I get bothered when guys don't want to participate in these kind of events because of the fear of failure. The fear of embarrassing themselves. The fear of not doing well. And having that, I mean, Pete takes it on wholeheartedly. What's wrong with that?
I can see it from I didn't think about it from that point of view. I can see it from that point of view. But some, like, last two things is, one, I don't know why everyone, I would say 80% of our bullpen, they come in the game and immediately they have to walk that first batter. They just do. They have to walk the first batter.
Robert, I get it. Listen, we all know it. I mean, Robert, the bullpen needs to be addressed. I total agreement. You ran through the guys that are underperforming, Diekman, Hauser. Yeah, the bullpen needs to be addressed. And this team deserves for it to be addressed sooner rather than later. I mean, I don't know exactly who's questioning whether or not, you know, at this stage, I mean, they're three games over the 500 mark. They're a National League wild card team if the season ended today. I love that quote. But the season obviously doesn't end today. You're coming back. You've got 64-plus games to go in the MLB regular season. You got to go out there and you got to add to this bullpen to make that severe weakness, not necessarily a tremendous strength, but you have to put a Band-Aid on the open wound. Because that bullpen has the potential to go out there and absolutely destroy the Mets in the second half. It's amazing that this team is sitting there, overcame being 11 games under, now three games over with how incompetent that bullpen has been. Houston we go. It's Ivan. It's the fan. What's going on, Ivan?
Hey, Mark. How you doing today?
I'm doing great, buddy. How are you?
I got to be honest with you, man. This is the reason why I hate Yankee fans.
Yes.
And I really started hating Mets fans, too. Okay. So let me see if I get this straight. The Yankees have to buy because they have Soto, not because they have the third best record in the American League.
Yes.
And another guy, Meg, I called someone, the Mets are better than the Yankees. Bro, you guys beat the two worst teams in baseball just to get over 500. We are 18 games over 500. We just beat the Orioles, who I've been hearing for the last month on how great the Orioles were. And to be honest with you, the Yankees have been playing a lot better the last couple of weeks. If they don't blow two saves, they beat the Red Sox and they beat the Orioles.
But they did.
So this idea that,
Ivan, like they did, right?
Are they do not have the third
best? If I was 70 pounds lighter, I'd be thin. What does that matter? They did. They blew the saves.
Do they have the third? So here's a fact. Third best record in the American League, correct? They're one game out of first place. And you guys are talking about a team whose third place is better than the Yankees. It's
comical. Ivan, you're reacting to a caller, a Mets fan. I never said, hold on a second, Ivan. I never said the Mets were better. I never said the Mets were better. I never said that. I never said that. I said the Mets are in a situation. Hold on a second, Ivan. The Mets, do you think the Mets are playing better baseball right now? When on God's green earth did I say the Mets are a better team? I said they're a better watch. I said they're more enjoyable. I said talked about the lineup producing. I talked about the fact that this team needs to add come the MLB trade deadline because the team has led the way. The Yankees are a team this year that went all in on this season, has played terrible baseball for the last 6 weeks. The lineup is basically Soto and Judge. No, Ivan, don't put words in my mouth.
No, the Yankees who have 58 wins did not prove that they need to add and go further into the season. But the team who barely's over 500, that team proves everything.
Ivan,
it's comical, bro.
Ivan, Ivan, do you look at this team? Now we're judging it. Hold on a second. You're a Yankee fan. You're a Yankee fan, and you're looking at the win total and not what you're watching.
Hold on a second, because
teams
go through funks.
Okay. So what happened in 2022? We saw the same exact thing happen.
What about 2022? Did I make the playoffs?
Who cares about making the playoffs? They haven't won a World Series since 2009. Here's the problem, Ivan. Here's the problem. Here's the issue you have. You want to look at the issues? Here's the issue you have. You are a Yankee fan that is you are Brian Cashman's dream. You're Al Steinbrenner's dream. You're looking at the regular season and determining it whether or not it's a successful year or not. I am completely different. I talked about the Mets. They have to add come the MLB trade deadline because the team has led the way. The Yankees haven't played great baseball. You want to look at this weekend? Coming off a disastrous loss Sunday in Baltimore where they embarrassed themselves defensively, Volpe and Verdugo in the ninth inning, and Holmes is going out there and getting himself into a mess. A Yankee team that has played awful baseball. Not bad. I mean, they have, I think over, going into the Baltimore series, I think over the last seven series, they had the worst record in baseball. And you want to say everything's A-okay because you want to look at the win total of the Yankees in the first half. Let's be serious here. And if you don't think there is pressure on the Yankees to make moves come the MLB trade deadline based on the uncertainty of the future of Juan Soto, then you have no sense of reality. That's the point. Yankee fans, yes, skew negative. You know why? Because it's been a lot of negativity. It's been a lot of failed seasons. The Astros have treated them like the redheaded stepchild in October. They failed. There's no other way to cut it. They have failed. Cashman might not say it. Boone might not say it. Hal might not say it outside of last year when the team went 82-80. But that's the grading system. That's the proper grading system. Why? Because the Yankees, as a young Yankee fan, the Yankees were different. Held to a higher standard than everybody else. Enough of this nonsense of getting to October, roll the dice, hope for the best. You know what analytics show you? Analytics show you what a player can do on the field. You know what analytics don't show you? The heartbeat. What goes into the mindset? The ability to handle pressure, the ability to rise above in a big-time spot, to play their best at the most meaningful times. And I saw guys do it. If you're old enough and you lived through the dynastic Yankees of the late 90s, you saw guys do it. O'Neill, Tino, Jeter, Bernie Williams, Posada. I mean, hell, Joe Girardi had a big-time hit against the Atlanta Braves in 96. I was sitting there in the stands with my older sister, Kim. Human beings play the game, not a stat sheet. That's the point. Got off on a little tangent there, but you get where I'm going. I never came on the airwaves this morning and said, made the declaration, the Mets are better than the Yankees. Never said that. I said the approach of both management teams has got to be one and the same come the MLB trade deadline. The Mets have got to add because the team has led the way. The Yankees, in spite of this team playing as poorly as they have over the last month and a half, and you want to look at the win total, they have to, and despite the issues that they have on this team and the regression that you've seen in some players, Cashman and company have to be aggressive as well. Because if you want to look at the Yankees and say, so they've looked terrible in 8 straight series. Well, I should say 7 of 8 series. They went a month. A team you think is a championship caliber team, they went a month without winning a series. It's a long time. 1256. Melusis with you. 888-808-1019.